Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. This is episode 333, and the title is, I spent hours fixing something that wasn't broken. Here's what happened. And I want to apologize. Yesterday, I called the episode 232. It's actually 332, so I was off by about 100. Sorry about that. So today's episode, again, 333. And this actually just happened this morning. And by the way, my awesome co-host, David Blackman, is still out, but he should be back with us in a couple days now. So unfortunately, you're going to have to listen to my voice because we have not missed a single episode since we started every single day. And so the show must go on. So I'm flying solo. So yeah, I spent a couple hours today fixing something that ended up not being broken, and I wanted to explain what that happened, and hopefully this will save some of you. Basically, I have on my website, divvylife.com, on all the product pages, I have a little sticky thing at the footer that says, have a question, and it, you know, has an icon, and it's blue, and it's stuck to the bottom. And when you click it, it pops open a pop-up with a form. And so it uses my plugin Divi Overlays to power the pop-up. And then inside of the pop-up is a gravity form with the pre-sales form. So if someone has a question on a product, they can click that, pops open. They can write their name, email, and question. And then it gets sent to me, and either me or someone from my team can answer their pre-sales question. So pretty simple process, nothing revolutionary. And about a couple of weeks ago, it stopped working fully. It still worked and emails were being sent through it, but the Ajax submission wasn't working properly. Now, if you're familiar with Gravity Forms or other form plugins, a lot of them have an option for Ajax submission. And what that means is rather than reloading the page when you hit submit, you'll see a little, you know, scroll animation or loading animation, and it's sending it without having to reload the page. And that's what Ajax is changing content or functionality on the page, sending or getting something without having to reload the page fully. And so it's a really handy feature, especially with a pop-up, because you'll see that little spinning icon, and then it'll say, you know, thank you for submitting, we'll get back to you. And then they can, you know, click close a pop-up themselves rather than the page reloading and they're not sure whether or not the form was successfully submitted. And so it works great, and it has worked great for a really long time up until a couple of weeks ago when people would hit submit, it would just do this spinning animation and it would never show the confirmation text that said, thank you for, you know, submitting the question, we'll get back to you. And so I was still getting the emails, I was still responding, but a lot of times people would see that and so they'd keep submitting it multiple times. So I'd get the same pre-sales email from the same customer, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times even sometimes. And so luckily it was an easy fix. I updated Gravity Forms, it ended up being an easy fix. I thought something more was broken. I updated Gravity Forms, and it fixed the problem where the Ajax submission was no longer doing that. And so I went to test it and saw, okay, great. It's no longer just continuously spinning infinitely. It now shows the confirmation message, you know, thank you for submitting the form, blah, blah, blah. And so I found that out through doing a test submission with my own email. So put in, you know, my name, Tim, usually put testing, and then, you know, tim@timstreifler.com. And what I typically do is, so I'll know, I'll put Tim plus, you know, testing, or, you know, test one or test A, whatever, and then @timstreifler.com. That's actually a pretty cool feature with Google. If you use Gmail or G Suite, you can add a plus sign to anything and it still gets routed to you. And so you can use it for filters or sorting. I use it for things like if I need to create an account on something and my email is already being used, but I want to create another account just to keep them something separated, but I don't want to have to use another email address. Well, then I'll do that. I'll do Tim plus whatever, because in, you know, the whatever system that I'm using, it counts it as a separate email, but to Gmail, it's all the same, and those emails still get routed to me. So anyways, I did that process, and I wasn't getting the email. I wasn't getting the email that something was sent. Went to the back end of Gravity Forms, the entry database, nothing was there. and extremely frustrated. I, you know, went through the normal troubleshooting steps, started deactivating plugins. I even went to another site to test it, and it worked there. For example, I went to WP Gears and put the, you know, kind of recreated that process, and it worked there. Well, why isn't working it on my own site? Went to staging, and that's when I was deactivating a bunch of different plugins and stuff, and nothing seemed to work, and I got really, really confused. And then finally, it occurred to me to look in the spam folder in Gravity Forms. Gravity Forms has a spam filter, and if something gets marked as spam, it automatically holds it back, doesn't send it to you don't get the email. It's not in the entry database. It's just like an email spam folder. And basically, because I use my same email over and over again, Gravity Forms thought, at timstrifler.com, that must be spam. So I'm going to hold that back because I continuously, you know, test my forms and do different things. And eventually Gravity Forms was like, hey, this is odd behavior, you know, the same email. And so they ended up marking it as spam, even though it wasn't the exact same email address. It wasn't tim at timstrifler.com every time. It was tim plus this, tim plus that at timstrifler.com. But they just looked at that end, or they filtered out the plus, you know, whatever. And so, or maybe just adding the plus in and of itself made it spam. However, I did do my normal email as well without any plus signs or anything, and same thing. So moral of the story, when you're using your own email to test things, you might want to mix it up and use different emails when you're testing forms, because that can happen. I don't know if Caldera Forms or Ninja Forms or the other ones have like a spam filter like that, but basically I thought something was broken, and I was doing all this troubleshooting for several hours this morning, and then come to find out that it was getting marked as spam within Gravity Forms, and that was kind of shooting me in the foot. So I use a different email, and everything worked perfectly. And so, that's kind of the process I went through, and hopefully that was helpful hearing it. And so you can, not make the same mistake I did next time. But yeah, that brings us to the end of episode 333 and my troubleshooting nightmare of this morning. David should be back, not tomorrow, but the next day, hopefully, and we'll get things back on track with the normal WP the Podcast flow. Head on over to WPthepodcast.com, and you can listen to past episodes. Head on over to iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, wherever you listen to WP the Podcast. And if you would be so kind, give us a review. We love 5-star reviews. If you have some feedback for us too, something that you wish we would do differently, that would be great. Leave that as well. If you head on over to WPthepodcast.com, use the contact form and you can submit questions or episode ideas, stuff you want to cover. We have a lot of episodes, 333 now. And so on WPthepodcast.com, we have a really cool search feature where you can type in a keyword and auto completes and shows all the episodes on that topic. So from the toolbar, just click on the search, and then you'll get to use that. So that is it. Until tomorrow, we will see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.